My guest today is Sean Olowin, and should I say Mojin Bra or Degich? Which one, Sean?
Desmogret.
Desmogret. Is that the right way to say it? Yes. Okay. Yeah. And that means God be with you. So you are you're the headmaster of Gael Scoil Dunboyne. So say it again, please.
Yes, called Hulk Nanog Dunboyne.
Yeah. Okay. And does it mean, what does that middle name mean?
The Mound of the Young.
Ah, the Mound of the Young.
So,
Right.
So, it's a Tuluk or a big hill of knowledge.
Hill of knowledge. So, it's like, it's the idea of school. And are there words like this in all Gael Scoils?
Well, every Gael Scoil has its own unique name.
Right,
so
right.
This was the name that was given to the school when it was set up.
Oh, it's beautiful. The hills are, hillocks are very ancient, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's the hill of knowledge. Right. So could you tell us about your school? I've been to your school and it's absolutely beautifully built school. I don't know who the architect was, but it's really beautiful. And could you tell us about your school and how you became the headmaster? I mean, you know, how you studied Irish.
Yeah, well, basically the school is a new school that we moved into 2 years ago.
Yes.
It is a 16-teacher main classroom school that will eventually cater for 480 pupils. At the moment, we have 330 pupils, and we are enrolling 60 pupils per year. Okay, there's big demand on the school at the moment, a big demand for places, and we have waiting lists for the forthcoming years, for the next 3 years. So this school was founded or started by a local committee in 1998, I think, and it would have started with a small number of pupils, and has grown to the present pupil population. The school was located in a couple of different places in the town, but the Department of Education bought this site, and there were prefabs on the site up to 2 years ago when the new school was built.
Yes, it's absolutely beautiful.
I'm here as principal 4 years. A job was advertised, and I applied for the job in the Gael Scoil, and I got the job. I was successful, so I came here in February 2014.
Hmm.
So, my background I have been a principal teacher since 1986. I was the principal teacher of a country school originally, and then I moved to an urban Jewish school, which were English speaking schools. I was principal there for 14 years, and I always had an interest in Irish, and in 2011 I took over as principal of an Irish school in Cork, in Bandon and Cork. And as my family was located up here in Meath, after 2.5 years, I moved here back to Meath.
Tell me, Sean, about your background. What I meant was, how did you get interested in actually becoming an Irish teacher? Was it your family?
Yeah, basically, I was brought up in County Roscommon in a place called Ardmullan Curraboy. It's about 8 miles from Athlone, and I went to a two-teacher school there.
Mm-hmm.
And the principal of that two-teacher school was a local man. He was a bachelor, and he had fantastic Irish. So even though it was a small two-teacher school, he taught a lot of the curriculum through Irish, and there's where I got my Irish, and was seven of us in the family, and all seven would have honours Irish in the Leaving Cert. And the reason for that is this man had such a command of Irish, and he was so good at teaching it that it naturally came to you. And that's where I got my love of Irish, and that's where I got my basic knowledge of Irish, and it remained with me.
So your parents didn't speak Irish as such?
No, my parents didn't speak Irish, no.
That's extraordinary, isn't it? And the fact that you could become a teacher of a headmaster of a Gael school. It's really extraordinary. This headmaster, right, the two teacher school headmaster, what was so special about him, the way he taught Irish?
He just had a great command of the Irish language. He was very good at teaching the basic grammar and explaining the grammar to you. Every morning when we came to school, we used to cycle to school, and all families, that time it was way out the country, so all families cycled to the school, all children cycled to the school. When you went in every morning, you had to write in Irish a couple of sentences about something that happened on the way to school. It had to be different every morning. Every one of us did that when we came in. And then he spent maybe 15 or 20 minutes going over everybody's little story and putting words up on the blackboard and talking it out and making conversation from those little topics. So every morning he spent 15, 20 minutes complete Irish, talking Irish conversation, giving us new words for the things that happened. You have to do new sentences every day. Something would happen. For example, one morning the fella collecting the milk with the tractor and trailer that time and milk cans, he crashed and all the milk cans fell off the trailer. So we went to school, we would have to put that into Irish. He gave us the words to put it into Irish. So all that would be discussed. And from the like of that, you learn to talk in Irish and discuss things in Irish just naturally.
Yes.
So you had no fear of Irish. And every instruction he would give you in school would be to Irish. Chegoji and Lefras, Uskul and Doris, Fai Mokota, Rudy Machine. All the instructions, and you just naturally, you learned Irish. The proper way of learning Irish is to using the language, and you got confidence using the language, and you got a love of it. And because he was so good at it, and it came so naturally to him, it's transferred onto the pupils, and it came naturally to us. And we just, by the time we went to secondary school, even though this was a small two-teacher school out in the middle of the country, we were way ahead of, we say, children in the town who would have been in bigger school. We were way ahead of Irish. When I was in sixth class, the sixth class could do the pass of Irish paper, the prose part of the paper in Irish, which was the essays and the tishkent or the piece of comprehension, all that sort of thing. We could do that paper no problem in Irish before we went to secondary school. That was junior cert level.
When you went home, did you speak in Irish? Did you try to teach your parents?
No, he didn't speak in Irish.
No.
But my father would have had Irish from his secondary school days himself.
Yes.
So he would have been aimed to help us with Irish or help you with Irish essays. In secondary school, he would have been aimed to help with Irish essays and things like that.
The fact that they started Gael schools, when did it start? What's the history of the schools in Ireland?
Of the Gael school, well, local people in different areas who had interest in Irish set up committees and tried to get all Irish schools established. They were established under the patronage of the Catholic bishops at the beginning, but then 25 years ago Amphoras Patronica was set up, which was a patron body for all Irish schools, and that body or that committee then started to push the idea of patronage for all Irish schools and started to lobby the Department of Education. And then in areas where parents had interest, the farm committees and basically the set-up committees in order to get an all-Irish school established. The recruited pupils are interested, parents and pupils, and then sent those lists to the department with the help of the patron body and Forest Patronal. Then it was pushed, and eventually a school would be established, and most schools would have started with one teacher and maybe 10 pupils, and then it would have grown from there. But in all areas where all Irish schools have been established, they have been very successful and have grown rapidly. And the reason for the success is research has shown that children in all Irish schools are performing far better than the children in ordinary schools at both Irish, English and maths. So the all Irish school and that model has been very successful.
It's about total immersion, isn't it?
Total immersion.
Yes.
So what we use here is what's called TUM Educase. It's total immersion in Irish. So when the children come to school, the junior infants come to school, they talk, there's no English used for all of infants, and up until Christmas at the first term in senior infants. So they're totally immersed in Irish, everything is done through Irish, and the children pick it up and they're like sponges at that stage, and they pick up the Irish and they become confident at the use of Irish. So by the second term in senior infants, in the start the English program, so they're bilingual at that stage. Mm. And as the children move through the school, then they we say a child in infants in an all-Irish school would not have the same amount of English done as a child in infants in the ordinary school. But by the time they reach second class, the children in the Gael school, because of the bilingualism, have passed out children in ordinary schools in English.
Yes, so I suppose they have two languages to think about.
They have two languages, and having two languages makes it much easier for them to pick up the second language. The Irish helps the English and vice versa. And in fact, now the Gael School are starting this forthcoming year to introduce a third language on a pilot basis. And the language that is advised is Spanish. Mm. Spanish is the most used language around the world. So they're hoping they're starting with 5 pilot schools this year. Mm. And they're going to introduce the third language to it, because research has shown that when you're bilingual, it's very easy to pick up another language and another language and another language. So hopefully within the next 5 years, Gael School will not only be teaching Irish and English, but there'll also be a third language.
So are there any foreign children, for instance, from who speak other languages in your school?
Yeah, there are a couple of children from Poland, a child from Lithuania, and a child from Nigeria. And they all are bilingual and they can speak. The child from Poland can speak actually 4 languages.
Mm.
And when she came to school, she had no English and she had no Irish. And she's in first class now, and she's the best in her class in Irish.
How wonderful.
And when she came to school, she had no English and she had no Irish.
Yes.
So, you see, she had other languages, and it was so easy for her to pick up the Irish, and she was so confident at the use of the Irish.
Is there a vast difference between the two languages, like when you speak English? From what my experience with Irish is, when I watch TG Caha, I watch the programs in it, and they have translations, and the translations are beautiful. They are very different to speaking Irish, English. So is there a difference between the two languages?
There's a huge difference. Mm. You cannot translate Irish directly into Irish. Irish has a music to it.
Yes.
And things are said differently in Irish.
Mm.
Irish is a completely different language, and much more, in ways, a much more complex language than the English language.
Mm.
But it has a rhythm, and it has a kind of a music
musicality,
that makes it easy to learn.
The rhythm, I suppose, yes. The main thing is, Sean, you are very confident in the way, you know, the way you learned Irish, the way you learned it, even if your parents didn't speak it. But I think it's transported to the children than you teach. And the fact that...
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And it's not pushing Irish down the children's throats. It's giving them a love of Irish and giving them a confidence in the use of Irish and making it easy for them.
Yes.
So...
And how do you go about it? Like, do you teach music or, you know, poetry or... You know.
Yeah, well, it's all forms. You talk, you teach the language through Irish conversation, through poetry, through music and song, and that's how they pick up words. And then it all, as they get more and more confidence, you want to read then and write. So if they're able to speak it, if they get the words, and children love poetry and they love singing, and it's very easy to pick up language from poetry and song.
Yes.
And that, it all helps. And Irish is all about culture and tradition and music and dancing and poetry and song. And here in the Gaelic School, we would celebrate that culture all the time. So the children play musical instruments, traditional music instruments, like
the tin whistle,
the fiddle, the tin whistle, right? They would do an awful lot of singing the whole way through the school, the traditional Irish songs, like Bodgin Idame or Peggy Nitchamore, all the old Irish songs that we learnt when we were young, lots of Irish poetry. And then it's through all that celebration that they get this grow for the Irish, they get the love of Irish, and they get the confidence in using Irish, and that will stay with them for the rest of their lives. So what we are hoping to do is that by the time a child finishes primary school here, they will have a love of Irish and a thirst for the Irish that will stay with them for the rest of their lives. They'll have a love of the Irish language, the Irish culture, Irish song, Irish dance, Gaelic games, everything Irish, and that will stay with them for the rest of their lives. So they'll pass that on to their children, and that'll add to the whole Irish language and culture and keeping it alive.
And I suppose it's the cultural heritage of your of being Irish, isn't it?
It's part of our culture and our heritage, and everyone should be proud of their culture, everyone should be proud of their heritage, and everyone should be proud of their native language. The mistakes that were made in the past with Irish was the government made it compulsory and tried pushing it down the throats of people, and when you force something, people rebel.
Yes.
Whereas now what we are doing in the Gaelic School now is we're enticing the children to use Irish. We're helping them use them, we're encouraging them, we're praising them, and we're giving them a love of the language and an interest in the language. And then,
I suppose, you know, your experience was such, and you are confident in teaching your children, and you have a philosophy. Learning languages, and that kind of is really important, isn't it, John?
Yeah.
I mean, it's wonderful to speak to you, and it's really good that you are here and you are telling our listeners that everyone can learn the Irish language, and it's part of your heritage, and you should be proud of it. Thank you, Sean.
Should be proud of it.
Thank you, Sean.
You're
thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. 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 Bye.